Well, you know, today or yesterday is Palm Sunday.
Yes.
And some people go, well, that's just a Catholic holiday. That's a Catholic. It's like, no, it's
it really happened.
I know that 81% or the 81% of the regular church attenders, according to George Barner, are not reading about Palm Sunday, but it's actually in your Bible.
It's in there.
You know, people are watching this Bible series, which I hear is real good, and I'm looking forward to watching it. They're going like, I can't believe, and they talk about some, you know, scene that happened. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
Bush
really on the fire?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or I just can't believe she did that to Joseph, making a pass at him like that, and then locking him in jail. There's like, oh my goodness, haven't you been going to church every Sunday now for the last 5 years?
Right.
It's just like, what have we done?
Don't you read your Bible?
Yeah. So when you read, this is important because the Bible is an inspired word. As a matter of fact, we got to get Tracy to speak about the authenticity of Scripture, because God has given her when she was leading the Bible school that a detailed understanding that gives you evidence of how awesome the Bible is. I mean, she just does it really well. But it's inspired word of God, the creator of the universe. He touched man and inspired them to write the Scriptures. And it's amazing in its original form that it's perfect in all of its ways. And all these years later, it's still fulfilling everything. The very fact that there's only basically, you know, 12 million Jews on the earth right now, but nobody can touch them. And there's only 6 million in Israel today. And the whole world is trying to, who don't know God and love Jesus, are trying to harm them. You can't do it. Because you can read it in the Word. I mean, you're not going to be able to mess with Israel.
Mm-mm.
And this written in the Word, well, also written in the Word was, well, we talk about Palm Sunday, but what it was about palm branches. Because there came a certain time, when you think about it, Jesus is Emmanuel, God in the flesh. God is the Spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. Now, Jesus was with God before the foundation of the earth. Remember, let's make man in our image, in our likeness. But Jesus took on the form of a man to be able to walk and empathize and show God to us through him. So when you see the Son, you've seen the Father. But he didn't just, okay, now I'm going to throw off this body. He took on human body forever. When we get to heaven, we're going to see Jesus in his body. Glorified body. But he didn't just like, okay, that's it. I'm going to chunk off this body. That's how much he loves you, by the way. And so here he is. He's coming. The climactic point of the love of God is about to take place. And the Scriptures prophesied that this would take place. And in Mark 11, you can actually read about this. But Jesus said that he would come, you know, on a humble donkey, the God, the creator of the universe, who's holding everything together, including the donkey that was going to be ridden that had never been ridden before. He was going to get on a donkey and come into Jerusalem. It's like, Lord, help us for our pride. Dear God, how many times do men who want to lift themselves up and just, you know, you were so humble as God. You even rode a donkey, a colt, mind you, a baby donkey. And he even borrowed it. He didn't even he didn't even like get his own donkey.
He didn't finance it. He didn't.
Yeah, it's like, this ain't Jesus. You borrowed that car. It's like, dude, he borrowed the colt, the donkey. And so here he is. It's time to fulfill this part of prophecy. And he was going to come into Jerusalem. And he told his disciples, listen, I want you to go to a certain town. You're going to find a colt tied to a donkey colt tied to a tree, and tie him and bring him here. Somebody asks you, just tell them the Lord has need of it, and you'll bring it back. And they're untying it. There was one there when they showed up. By the way, this God that we're talking about right now, that happens to us all the time. He says, go here, and this will happen. This is what you say when you're there. This is not a history book. This is God telling us how he operates.
Yeah.
And it is exciting when you understand that. It makes you want to abide, which means hang out with God, talk to him, listen to him, hide his word in your heart, because you want to have this relationship with him. And so the disciples did, and so they did what he said, and it happened as he said, and they brought the donkey back. And when they brought it to Jesus, they threw their coats on his back. And Jesus, God, Emmanuel, the one who was with God before the foundations of the earth. I mean, think about that. I mean, how much, oh, dear God, help us, any pride in our lives, Lord. Help us to humble ourselves. Because he knew the journey was that he was coming in as a sin offering. He was days away from being nailed to a cross because of my sin and your sin. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even talking about it. And so he gets on this colt, and all of a sudden they start throwing their robes on the ground so that the colt donkey would just walk on top of those coats. And then they started waving palm branches from like palm trees, sable palm type branches.
Mm.
And they're waving. When you look at a palm branch, it's like a hand. It's like a hand, an arm and a hand, and it's like fingers. And it's like, that's what we're doing when we're praising God and raising our hands, we're keeping our hands in the air for Jesus Christ. That's us. That is like 24/7 Palm Sunday.
Wow.
It's Palm Sunday. These are palm branches, not foot branches, not knee branches, not eye branches, but palm branches.
Right.
So they started waving these branches, and then they started throwing them down in front of him as he was going into Jerusalem. Think about that. Going into Jerusalem, you know, to be a sin offering. It's just amazing. Then they started shouting out. You know, some people went alongside of him, but some went ahead of him. So there was a whole procession on both sides as he was walking just humbly. God was just walking humbly. I mean, riding humbly on a colt donkey.
Mm.
And they're shouting with an exclamation mark. You can read it. It says, Hosanna! Which means save us. God saves. I mean, save. God save us. And understand, that's what Jesus is doing. He's saying, listen, I am the Savior of the world. And they knew, they were prophesying, save mankind. Save us from our sin. Save us from our religion. Save us from the evil. Save us from our thoughts and our evil ways. Save us from all this darkness and everything. They're saying, Hosanna!
Mm-hmm.
And God is riding on a donkey.
Mm.
Riding on a donkey, man.
Wow.
And the donkey stepping on, the colt stepping on their clothes. They're just throwing their clothes down. I'm like, oh my goodness. This is God. This is Jesus. This is Emmanuel. This is the Savior of the world. Hosanna. And they say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And he said, listen, you won't even see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they're shouting, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And then he says, they say, they're shouting this and shouting this. You have to understand, the religious folks are listening to this and they're getting all stirred up. They're like, who is this riding in here in a Volkswagen on top of these bushes? Right?
Right.
I mean, they don't have any concept that he's the Savior of the world. Mm-hmm. And then he says, then they're shouting, he says, blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. And you know that ruffled their feathers. It's like, they're saying they know more. I mean, we aren't teaching about that. How'd they know this? The king? What's going on? He's not going to be. Because they didn't know, but these guys do. And they're prophesying. This is what, in this one moment of time, everything that Jesus was being pronounced. This is Palm Sunday. This is 7 days away from him rising from the dead, a few days away from him being offered up on a cross, and 3 days later risen from the dead. And they're saying, save us, save us, save us, save us. And that's what salvation is all about. And that's what we're talking about here on Palm Sunday, is that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Blessed is he, right, who comes in the name of the Lord, who takes away the sin of the world. If you make Jesus, this Jesus we're talking about, you lift your palm branches, you lift your hands right now to Jesus. You say, Hosanna, save me. Save me from this debauchery and this evilness and these addictions and this life that's just utter ruin. And he says, yes, I will. Yes, I will. And so they're shouting and they're throwing down their branches and waving these palm branches. And then Jesus, even they continue to shout, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. And Jesus enters Jerusalem. The clock is ticking. Soon, he'll be the savior of the world. It's ticking. He was born to die. It was this moment. Jesus looked beyond this moment, and the joy beyond this moment of this pain led him to be obedient to the Father on the cross because he loved you. He saw the other side, that you would raise your hands, your palm branches, and you would say, Jesus, I'm yours. And he saw that and he said, you know, I'll endure this cross. I'll take away your sin. And Jesus enters Jerusalem and went into the temple courts and he looked around at everything, all the stuff and the things and the religion. And he just said, you know, it's pretty late. I think I'm going to go to Bethany. And he went to sleep. But you know what? He came back and he did business. Mm-hmm. He began to clean house the next day. And that's what we got to do. We got to begin to clean house. Listen, between now and this coming Easter, I want to encourage you. Understand that don't just go, well, you know, Easter's coming. No, it's here. This is the time to raise your hands and say, this is why he came, is to save you. You know, recommit your life to God. I mean, don't commit your life to religion. Commit your life to Jesus Christ. Let this Easter be the Easter that you say, God, you know, I took myself back. I walked away from you, but I'm back. As Toby Mac says, I'm yours. It's time just to say, you know what? I'm yours, God, from this moment on. For you truly are the Savior of the world. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Listen, this is Palm Sunday just yesterday, this week. Understand that's what was going on because he was coming in to be crucified, to be lied on, to be beat, to be persecuted for me and for you. This is an awesome week to remember. We'll be right back.